Hey, Michael, how are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. So can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind the play?
Yeah, sure thing. So about 5 years ago, I had a job as a fundraiser in malls in LA. And it was a full-time job for about 4 or 5 months. And I just had such a fascinating experience, having not had any real prior work or training or education in that field, and sort of fell into it. And my writing partner, Ian Warwick, and I were brainstorming after the last Fringe show that we did last year, and we were thinking about what the next project could be. And I mentioned the idea of something around fundraising and charity work and a comedy in that world. And he was now doing that same work, but over the phone. So it was sort of fortuitous, and we decided to combine our experiences with these kinds of conversations and these kind of chats. And that's how it came about.
Right. And so how can you be charitable and make bank in such a way?
Well, that element of the show came from this section of the work that is like bonuses that you can make when you're getting sign-ups. So you're getting an hourly rate, and then at a certain point, if you're getting sort of more than 2 or 3 a day, you can be making $20 each time. So depending on how good you were at the work, there's the potential to actually be making quite a lot of money yourself, which I thought was kind of an ironic element within the world of charity.
Yeah, right. And so you worked with Ian Warwick on this. What did he bring to the production, or how was that collaboration process?
Ian Warwick. We did a show last year together for The Fringe, which he directed, that we both co-wrote. And then this year we've co-written this show together. So since the beginning, it's been the two of us meeting up and brainstorming and sharing stories and sharing conversations and absurd moments or quirky characters, funny bits of dialogue that people would say to him over the phone that he would have made note of, or things that I could remember from conversations where someone had shared some story or it had some amazing thing happen to them. And so it's just sort of been week after week of us eventually coming up with some characters, and then the protagonist, and then who the people are that are going to pass, and who are the fundraisers, and what are the challenges throughout the day. And then the cast has been incredible as well. So they've brought even more and have helped keep refining it, and they're offering different cool things that we hadn't thought of or making connections. So it's still been a work in progress up until now. And we begin next week.
Yeah, great. Sounds great. And so the play seems to take a critical look at our society with a comedic edge. How do you achieve that?
Yeah, so we've talked a lot about satire and some of the big themes in it, like commercialism and charity and compassion and greed, these sort of huge, big, mammoth things. But we feel like the best way to have approached it is through satire and through comedy. And no one likes being hit over the head with information or messages, or being told they should be doing things, or being pressured, I think. But I think when you look at things through the lens of comedy and sometimes heightening it so that it's even more absurd than what it was in reality, I think it can be really funny to recognize the truth through that.
Completely. Maybe. Completely. I agree. It's a great way to, recognize the truth. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and best of luck with the play, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for the time.
See ya.